Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning, you're very welcome to the programme. Today we're going to keep you up to date on the weather with Met Éireann issuing warnings ahead of Storm Ashley, how the new GAA rules will change football games this weekend, EU countries tightening up their migration rules, but where does it leave European policy on asylum seekers and refugees, ongoing controversy in Sinn Féin, election speculation and hospitality protests. The gathering will be here to look back at the big stories of the week. Maura Fey visits Ireland's first national baby bank, providing vital support to parents who are struggling with the costs of having a baby, and a dollop of ketchup or a drizzle of hot sauce. Condiment expert Claire Denoot on what makes spreads and sauces so special. You can get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, text 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie. We want to start though with some breaking news, because the government has agreed an extradition and mutual legal assistance treaty with the United Arab Emirates, which will facilitate the return to Ireland for trial of senior members of the Kinahan organised crime group. Let's go to our crime correspondent now, Paul Reynolds, on this. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Claire.
So let's talk a little bit about the background to this first. Who is in Dubai that the Gardaí are pursuing?
Well, there's a number of senior criminal figures which the Gardaí are anxious to have extradited and face serious charges here before the courts, most likely the Special Criminal Court. First of all, you have the leaders of the Kinahan organised crime group. You have Christy Senior, you have Daniel Kinahan, and you have Christopher Junior. Now, they fled there from the Costa del Sol in 2016 to avoid potential extradition to Ireland when the Spanish authorities began working closely with the Gardaí, who were investigating the Hutch Kinahan feud murders. And as we know, 18 people have been shot dead so far as part of that ongoing feud. There are other senior Kinahan gang members there as well from Ireland, including Ian Dixon, John Morrissey, Bernard Clancy and Sean McGovern. They all base themselves in Dubai as well. All seven were subsequently sanctioned by the US authorities, and a $5 million reward was offered for information leading to the conviction of each of the three Kinahans. Now, the transnational organised crime group was dealt a major blow by law enforcement last Thursday when Sean McGovern, Daniel Kinahan's right-hand man, was arrested on foot of an Interpol red notice. And now he's a 38-year-old from Drimna. He's wanted here for murder and directing the activities of a criminal gang. He's in custody in Dubai facing extradition. But Gardaí said there are also a significant number of other Irish criminals who have based themselves in Dubai who wouldn't be household names like the senior figures in the Kinahan gang. For example, there's a Donegal drug trafficker there who has been targeted by the Assets Bureau, who seized his home and other assets.
Now, this agreement this morning, what's in it? What has been agreed?
Well, it's really to be finalised at 11 o'clock and it's to be agreed. There's an incorporeal cabinet meeting this morning, and effectively the government will give approval to the Minister for Justice to sign bilateral treaties with the United Arab Emirates on two issues, on extradition and mutual assistance. Now, we should get the details later on this morning, but it follows a year of negotiations and intensive engagements between the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, and her counterpart, the Emirati Minister for Justice, His Excellency Abdullah bin Sultan bin Awad Al Nuami. Now, government and Garda sources say the agreement will further improve the effectiveness of cooperation between Ireland and the UAE in fighting crime and facilitating extradition. One senior officer this morning described it to me as a game changer. The Minister for Justice has said before that the government is taking all necessary steps to dismantle organised crime, but there's no doubt that this will be significant. There is also a quid pro quo. I mean, the Emiratis can now also ask the Irish authorities to extradite people it is seeking. But there is a judicial process here for extradition. People are not just, the request just doesn't come in and then people are sent, put on a plane and sent back. They're not extradited either to any country, to the United States or to EU countries such as the UK, until they are brought before the High Court here and the case is examined, is judicially examined. But I understand the government is satisfied that our courts are robust enough that people extradited will only be done so on the basis of offences that are similarly serious here. Mm-hmm. I mean, as one guard put it to me today, you know, we're not going to be sending people to the Middle East on the basis that they've drawn a cartoon.
So your guard sources told you this was a game changer. So is it the same being said, I wonder, in the Kinahan circles? What does it mean for the likes of Daniel Kinahan and other gang leaders who, as you explained to us there, live in the Middle East?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that they're worried. They would be worried, and they have been worried for a long time. This has been going on for years. I mean, the process of developing international partnerships was begun by the late Assistant Garda Commissioner, John O'Driscoll. And the United Arab Emirates is the latest country, along with the US, the UK, Spain, the Netherlands, Australia and New Zealand, to work with the Gardaí in tackling the Kinahan organised crime group. Now, the Gardaí say they're continuing to tackle the activities and leadership of the transnational organised crime group. And a substantial file in relation to Daniel Kinahan is already with the DPP. So the Gardaí are waiting for a decision on that. And if a decision comes through in relation to directing organised crime or facilitating the activities of a criminal gang, then that should be sufficient for the Gardaí or for the state to commence extradition proceedings. And these new extradition arrangements will no doubt make it far easier for the state to have Daniel Kinahan or any of the other senior criminal figures there extradited back to Ireland to face trial. The Gardaí have also built connections with the Dubai police over the past few years. We saw that the Garda Commissioner was over there. There have been photographs. The Dubai police have been over here. They have been shown what drug trafficking has done to this country. And it's also expected now that there will be more high-level meetings between senior Garda officers from the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and the police in Dubai as they now start to bed all this in and set up a system that works for both countries.
All right, so that's due to be formally approved at 11 o'clock this morning, but the breaking news brought to us there by Paul Reynolds, RTE's crime correspondent.